A landslide early this morning on the Seward Highway blocked traffic between Anchorage and Point South for more than 5 hours. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove has more.
Rocks, mud, and trees slid down a mountainside and across both lanes of the highway about a mile from Indian, between Anchorage and Girdwood. Transportation officials say the debris hit a car, took out a guardrail, and reached the nearby railroad tracks. Department of Transportation spokesperson Shannon McCarthy visited the site of the slide and later spoke to the driver of the car that was struck, who said she was uninjured.
We saw some broken plastic parts. She said that the back window had been smashed out.
McCarthy says Alaska State Troopers first notified DOT of debris on the roadway a little before 6 a.m. Scattered rocks are common on that stretch of highway, so the lone heavy equipment operator sent to deal with the debris was not expecting to find such a large pile.
It's at the base of a mountain, and there's cliffs, and so oftentimes if a rock falls, which it does, it's very active, it'll fall right into the roadway.
The operator quickly realized he was dealing with something much larger than a few rocks and shut down the highway. McCarthy says the pile was about 4 feet deep and 75 feet wide. DOT geologist Craig Bachman climbed up the slope at first light to see if it was safe to send in crews. Once he gave them the thumbs up, the equipment operators had the highway cleared and reopened a little after 11.
This landslide feature was definitely unusual.
Bachman says he's only seen one other true landslide on the Seward Highway in the last 15 years. He says that was about 100 miles to the south and more the result of a small avalanche. As for today's landslide, Bachman says his guess is that water from two small drainages running down the slope froze and created a fragile dam.
Perhaps that kind of blocked it off, and then we got this warm-up and a lot of rain kind of built up behind, you know, possibly a frozen area that eventually thawed and it all just came down.
McCarthy, the DOT spokesperson, says motorists should keep an eye out for rocks or other debris on the highway, which will be difficult to see in the dark. And she says the DOT is still evaluating the nearby terrain for any further landslide problems. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.